Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now, real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Keep the snippets from the show where they saluting the name. Underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. UGS for life, and you busters that don't know. I'm down with President Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Recent episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion. You can hear prayers for us if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever they name get mentioned. Oh. Pittsburgh Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip hop and supporting them swag. Show up at the club for breakfast, y'all are back in the back. Take aim at a lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay him, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm acting.
Mash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question that's got me asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast him. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 425 of the Murder Master Music Show. Just a couple days ago, the homie Fresh Kid Ice was laid to rest. And rest in peace to Christopher Wong, the Fresh Kid Ice True Love crew. He not only pioneered the South, like many know about, but he also helped pioneer the West Coast before he went down to the South. And he was from Brooklyn by way of Trinidad. You know what I'm saying? This guy's contributions to hip-hop are just un-fucking-believable. So, you know what I'm saying? I just hope he gets the credit he deserves. You know what I'm saying? And I wish a lot of these media outlets would have gave him that credit when he was here. I'm glad we did. Let's bring on my co-host, Pittsburgh Pat. I'm going to have him tell you who our guest is, man. What's up, Pittsburgh Pat? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good, Chris. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing good, man. I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to tonight's show because we got a return guest, somebody we had a great time with on the show last time. Man, tell everybody who it is.
Yeah, man, this is one of my favorite interviews, man. I've said that several times since we had him on before, but we got some... No stranger to Psychopathic Records, man. We got the homie, the Rude Boy, returning tonight.
The Rude Boy back once again. It's a huge honor to have him back in the archive. Let's bring him on. There's a lot to talk about, a lot of stuff going on. What's up, Rude Boy? How you doing, brother?
What's happening, family? I'd like to thank you guys for having me back. Man, it's going to be an incredible night. One thing I would like to say is condolences to my friend Fresh Kid Ice, who I got to know very well on the Shangri-La tour when the Two Live crew were touring with us. And man, what a shock. And him and I, we had some fun parties, after parties, and we had some real conversation with each other about music and about hip hop and about life itself, man. And one of the things a lot of people don't realize is that he really, really wanted to have the original members of Two Live Crew get back together and do a tour and do a album. And, you know, unfortunately, that'll never happen. And, you know, I see guys like, you know, Luke, you know, I see him and all of the things he said about Fresh Kid Ice and, you know, Brother Marquise and everything. But, hey, man, you should have said that shit when he was here. You know, you should have gave that love while he was here. And that's
yeah,
what happens in this world. We, you know, we praise those who pass away, but you know what, man? Give them that love while they're here. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you care. Or if not, it's just fake. You know.
Yeah, definitely. Fresh Kid Ice is a good friend of our show, and the first time I got to interview him, it was just like one of them moments for me, you know what I mean? Where like during the interview, like I knew it was just something I'd never forget. And one thing I'm happy about, he knew that. Like he knew that I felt that way. And I always showed him love. And like that's one good thing that I do think about right now is he knew the people close to him. Like he knew us. We actually did appreciate him and showed him that love. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's one thing that is good for him. You know what I mean? Like, that he died knowing who, you know, who really cared about him and, you know, who did.
Well, some of these sites, you know, a lot of sites were paying homage to him. Some of them even used our interview. But my thing, you know, like Heavy.com, my thing to Heavy and these other sites is, why didn't you interview the man while he was here? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, give him that platform. He dropped a dope compilation last year, Chinaman Records Presents Breaking Glass Ceilings, full of Chinaman Records artists and other cats from all over the place, other independent artists. I mean, this guy was the poster child for independent music. I mean, he really was. And, man, he's going to be missed dearly, man. I'm glad you reflected on him, Rude Boy. When did you meet Chris? You said during the Shangri-La tour?
Yeah, it was during the Shangri-La tour, you know, for Insane Clown Posse. And they were opening up the shows. And, you know, it was one of those things where when you meet someone that you've looked up to, you know, it's either going to go one way or another. It's either going to be really, really cool or it's going to be real shitty. And that's why they always tell you to watch out for those that you look up to meeting them because most of the time they turn out to be assholes. And my brother Chris was one of those guys who immediately him and I, we had like a click, you know, we clicked really cool. And, you know, he had a lot of love for, you know, old school music like myself. And we talked a lot about that. We talked a lot about, you know, the different producers and stuff from back in the day. And, man, even a week later, I can't believe that he's gone. And, I mean, here's a guy that I would text all the time, you know, just saying what's up, you know, and telling him, you know, I'm looking forward to being with him at the march coming up in September. And, you know, you know, it's just like, wow.
Yeah, we had him on a few months back, and he was actually pretty pumped up about the march, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then we asked him about it. He's like, hell yeah, I'm going. You know, he was down, man. And I said that the other night, that Fresh Kid Ice is one of those people that no matter what style of hip-hop you like, you know, whatever you're into, whatever you're not, Fresh Kid Ice always fit in everywhere. Just on the strength of him being a good dude and being a legend and very approachable, that he had fan bases in every different corner. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, the people that just like gangster rap like Fresh Kid Ice, the Juggalo world like Fresh Kid Ice. Like, he just fit in everywhere, man. Do you know what I mean? You know, his loss for a while.
The thing was with Chris was that he always made himself approachable to Juggalos. I can only speak for Juggalos, but he always made himself approachable to Juggalos and never felt like he was anything higher than what you were. And that's why people fell in love with him, you know, and that's why our whole crew, you know, showed nothing but love because, again, here's a platinum, multi-platinum selling artist who really don't owe nobody shit and still took the time to take photos with fans, took the time for autographs and to tell stories and everything. And, you know, you really got to respect that, man, you know, and that's a lost art. And that's a lost trait that is gone in the music industry because even you got guys that ain't sold no records ever and they still think they're the shit and they still think that they're above everybody else. And, yeah. You know, you can learn something from a guy like Fresh Kid Ice.
Yeah, he literally was as humble as they come. I mean, you know, he wasn't one of those dudes that just hit you up when he had an album coming out. He hit you up just to hit you up, and he didn't even have to talk about music. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
He was just genuinely a good friend, you know. Anybody that knows him, you know, I know they're hurting right now, and all you can do is just help keep his legacy alive. Make sure the man gets his props. You know what I'm saying? Make sure his story does not go untold. You know, and
most
that's
definitely
the best way to honor him, man. You know?
Most definitely.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Blue Boy, man, every day, man, it seems like you got something else going on, man. You stay busy. Man. For real, man, it's hard to keep up, man. I took some notes. I'm like, man, Root Boy, I'd be following you on Facebook, man. I'm like, Root Boy's got all kinds of stuff going on, man. So let me start with, what are you doing with your homie DJ Carlito, man? What are you guys doing?
Well, you know, DJ Carlito and I, we're always into something. And, you know, let me say this real quickly. I mean, that had a lot to do with having open heart surgery and dying last year. You know, I made a point to myself that every single day that God gives me another day, that I'm going to live it to the fullest. And if that means staying busy, then damn it, that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, Carlito, you know, it's no secret he's my son, but he's also my business partner. He's also someone who, he's my best friend. So we put all these things together. We got a radio show going on here in Detroit. And it's old school jams, and it's called Cruising the Barrio. And you can hear it on crbradio.com on Friday nights and on Sunday nights. And, you know, it's something that we enjoy doing, man. It's really cool. We just kick back at the studio, you know, sip on a little something, maybe smoke on a little. Well, I don't smoke on nothing because of my chest. But, you know, our guests that come into the studio, they do that. And, you know, it's one of those things where we just have a good time doing that. You know, we're also doing parties everywhere. And I mean, of course, at the Gathering, we got, you know, Rude Boys Old School Juggalo Jam going down next week in Oklahoma, which we're excited. Yeah. We're amped about that. And then on top of that, man, like my five-year-old son, Santana, his T-ball team was looking for a coach. So me and Carlito decided that we were going to be co-coaches on the team. And next thing you know, we got more stuff in front of us. So we're just keeping busy, man,
cool,
you know,
though.
And living life.
Yeah, that's cool, yeah, though, man, being a coach of a baseball team like that, man. That's what's up.
I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I'm getting
children,
I'm getting,
and they need that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one of that's one of the things that a lot of the people in our industry, they forget, man, that you can mold the youth and teach them the right way. And, you know, one of my things that I wake up every morning, man, and I look in the mirror and I say, you know what, damn it, what can I do to help today? And, you know, sure, aside from all of the fun stuff that we do, you know, with the parties and the radio show and everything, we also still, to this day, we make sure that the homeless are fed and they're clothed, and we try to look out for people, man, because, you know, that's one of the things that God put us out here for.
I tell people that stuff a lot. That, I got, you know, Psychopathic Records gets criticized probably more than anybody. And I tell people all the time, like,
Table Patty does a lot of good for people, too. Nobody ever brings up all, like, the benefit shows they've done. And really, they stated themselves. Like, they're happy with where they are. You know what I mean? I don't understand why they're criticized as much as they are for people that have been counted out from the beginning. I mean, you guys are, like, 30 years into it.
The problem is that you know, everybody tries to find hate, but just like you just said, man, 30 years still into this, and we ain't going nowhere, man. We're still here, you know. And if you look at the revolving door of musical artists in those 30 years that have come and gone, and most of them were haters. And look, we ain't gone nowhere. I mean, we're getting ready to celebrate our 18th annual gathering of the Juggalos next week, man. Who else does that? I know they're all copycatting, and I know they're all going to start putting together their own little festivals and stuff, which is cool, man. That's great. But, you know, you don't got to knock nobody on your way trying to do it because, look, the masters are still here.
I
actually wanted to ask you about that, Rudy. Like, when we had you on last time, it was right at the beginning of the little feud with Twisted, and it seemed like it died down a little bit, and then I don't know. Where is that situation now with Magic Ninja? Like, is it just no speaking terms, or, like, what is the situation?
I mean, you know, like, whenever guys in that camp get a chance to smear your name, they do it, you know. And with us, man, you know, it's like, you know, I when I was talking with Joe Bruce, I was like, you know what, man, think about this, man. They're not on that level of Insane Clown Posse. I mean, let's keep it real. And you know what, the bad part is you can't annihilate the people that put you on, you know, put you on. And to be honest with you, man, we're so focused on what's happening in this world over here that we can really give a fuck less what's going on over there. And you know what? I always say this. Man, I hope they do big, wonderful things, man. I really do. Because, you know, look, I've had a long, long relationship with those guys, man. This ain't something that it's not like a light switch that you turn off and on. You know, I've had some really heartfelt conversation and love, man. Like, you know, I would fight for those cats. And, you know, look, to try to put yourself on and to try to, you know, some of the things that is done is pretty shady. But it is what it is, man. You know, it's music. And as long as you continue to look at the light at the end of the tunnel, who really gives a shit at the end of the day? And again, as long as you ain't trying to hurt nobody or hurt nobody's income, because look, this is a business. This is what it boils down to. This is a fucking business at the end of the day. Now, if you can annihilate your fans, well, that's between you and Jesus. But we ain't into that over here. We're into making sure that we give those gatherings, now we do those benefit shows. And let me also say this, guys, that we never once put it out there, man. Like, we do so much for people, and we don't look for recognition, because that's where real true charity comes from, is the ones that you don't know about.
That's real.
But let me say this though, as far as you know, Magic Entertainment goes, man, let me go on the record and say, man, I hope they do good things. That's it. I'm speaking for Rudy Hill. I ain't speaking for nobody else. I'm speaking on behalf of Rudy Hill. You know, hey, you know where my loyalty lies.
Most definitely. Yeah, we tried to book Twisted for a show here. Shortly after we had you the last time, because we're not in the, you know, in the beefs. We don't choose sides. You know, we're just going to bring them on and just add them to the archive. You know what I'm saying? And, man, we advertise it. Man, shout out to the homie Scotty, Fago Lovers. He put it up for us. And without any explanation, these dudes just back out. The publicist, you know, agreed to it. And then all of a sudden, get back out. I asked the publicist, yo, what's going on? Why ain't they doing the interview? Couldn't get an answer. They just got to be real selective of which shows they do. It's like, dude, Murder Dog showed you guys so much fucking love. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You're an extension of Murder Dog. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where the fuck do you think this came from? So I was like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys? You know, but,
right.
You know, it happens, man. It, like you said, at the end of the day, it's a business. And, you know, sometimes
right.
people's actions are, you know, unexplainable.
And think
you
about know? This, fellas, man. Don't waste so much energy. You know what I mean? Look,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
you know, there's other things in life than to worrying about why they canceled on you. You know what I'm saying? And
oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
all of that negative energy, just, you know, you don't need that dark cloud around you. Fuck that. Move on, man, because there's someone,
yeah.
when you guys reach out to me, I'm not too big to be on here. I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful
yeah,
that you guys
that,
want
yeah.
to talk to me. I love it.
Yeah, man.
We appreciate
like, that. Literally,
man.
I wasn't gassed me up. You were one of my favorite interviews, man. I talked about it like months after we did it. Like I always planned on having
well,
you back.
Humble individual.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean that's years of watching this industry and this business go to different angles. You have to be humble. You have to be thankful. And you know, hey, having open heart surgery on top of that makes you humble. I mean, you ain't got no choice at the end of the day. You're either going to be right or you're going to be an asshole, and I choose to be right with people, you know, especially those
yeah.
who are good to me.
Hell yeah.
Definitely. Now, we spoke a little bit about the gathering. I have to ask you, what are you most excited for this year at the gathering?
Well, what I'm really most excited about is seeing all the new faces that are coming from the West Coast, from the Southwest. I mean, it's going to be something pretty magical. I mean, the ticket sales are off the chain, and there's going to be a lot of new faces that have always wanted to experience a gathering, and to see the look on their faces when it's presented to them is going to be pretty magical. And you know, I'm looking forward to some cool artists as well. You know, definitely looking forward to hanging out with my homeboy Vanilla Ice. It's been too fucking long. He's a good friend of mine, and we finally get to hang out and spend a few hours out there. That's going to be fun. Without a doubt, man, Mayday, you know, one of my favorite groups in the world is Mayday. I always put them over whenever I get a chance to. I'm looking forward to them. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the Wraith Shangri-La performed in its entirety, which is going to be pretty damn magical. And I mean, look, man, you got a lot going on, and what I'm really psyching myself up for is no sleep, because I never get any at the gathering, but I have so much fucking fun, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Hell yeah, yeah. No, we had Brother Lynch hung on like 2 weeks ago, and we asked him about the gathering, and he said he was gone, and then he brought up the little, I just thought it was a misunderstanding, and it looks like everything's cool, the Strange Music thing with what was said on Hot 97 between Tech and ICP, and he said he had to call Strange to make sure it was cool and all that. So I just wanted you, little boy, like, to some people might be confused. What is that situation with Tech now? Is it just like a misunderstanding? I know you can't fully speak for ICP, but
I really can't, because when I watched the interviews, I didn't think nothing bad about none of it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, again, you know, I can only speak for me. But I would say that it was pretty much a stupid misunderstanding. And then,
yeah.
you know, a month later, ICP appeared with Tech N9ne here in Detroit,
yeah.
you know, as a surprise guest on stage with him. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, everything's supposed to be right, you know. And
that was cool.
Yeah, you know, no doubt, no doubt. And, you know, like, look, one of the things that Tech N9ne is, is doing is he's worrying about Tech N9ne, you know. He's worrying about his business. And if that's keeping Juggalos happy or keeping Twisted fans happy or whatever, he's doing it. He's playing politician. And whatever, yeah. More power to him, you know.
Hell yeah, yeah, man. That's a real boy.
Is Lynch going to the gathering? Do you know?
I believe he is. I know he's contracted to.
Oh, okay. Because when we had him on, I think it was a couple weeks ago. I don't know if he was fully sure if he was going or not at the time. And you know, well, that's dope that he is going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of cool people on the gathering though, man. With Brother Lynch Hahn, we got Necro, Cage, and the one coolest one that I was like, when I seen it, I'm like, man, that's cool. He's playing the gathering. It's kind of perfect for him. It's R.A. the Rugged Man. And the gathering Gathering always got a couple of them people in there. It's just like, wow, man, that's cool they got in. Like, you know what I mean? It's
right.
I don't know. It's cool to see that.
No, I'm looking forward to seeing him, man, because, you know, for years and years, you know, you've always heard about the tales of him, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. I think he's going to turn it out, man.
Yeah. He's perfect for it, man. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Some people,
all about the lyrics, man. Hip-hop,
man.
Good dude.
Right. Now, one of the coolest things I've seen that's coming up out of the psychopathic camp, man, I wish I could attend it, man, because I think it's pretty cool, is the Carnival Carnage show. It's going to be in Detroit. And it's a benefit. I think this is cool, too, man. It's a benefit show to make a documentary about John Kitjet, Chevy Tudor's brother, the past. The way recently. I think that's real cool, man. One thing I've seen is it's going to feature guests from that era. Now, I don't know if you can confirm anything, but there's rumors out there, man, that Awesome Dre, maybe Esham. What can you tell us about it, man?
Well, you know, I can't tell you all the secrets and surprises, but I can tell you this. Those rumors that you hear out there, 90% of them are true. Believe it or not, there's going to be some bombs hit that evening on August the 26th. I believe that's when it is. Yeah, August 26th at the L Club in Southwest Detroit, right on West Vernon, where it all started. And it is a small venue. And so those 300 people that are going to be inside of there are going to be treated to something that motherfuckers are going to be talking about for a long time, and they're going to be like, I can't believe he was there. I can't believe they were there. I cannot believe it. And I got to tell you, man, you know, one of the cool things is the when you're talking about raising funds for a documentary, this is not just – any old documentary that can be shot on like a handheld camera or cell phone. This shit is being done by Academy Award winning documentary filmmakers. So it's going to cost a lot of money because the story needs to be told right, and it needs to be told truthfully. And it also needs a theatrical release. And so with all that being said, it has to be done, you know, with a budget that is not normally, you know, something that you would normally spend on making any music documentary. So it's going above and beyond to tell the story. And it's not just the story of John Kitjet either. It's the story of three guys who had a dream, you know, and fucking achieved
so
it, you know.
Kind of like Inner City Posse. Is it an Inner City Posse documentary then?
Well, you know what? It has a lot of elements of it. A lot of that, yeah. But, I mean, it's, you know, everybody knows the struggles of John, you know, and you know, all of his drug problems and his demons and everything. And it's going to focus a lot on that. But it's also, once again, going to tell the stories of where we all came from. And it's a documentary that is very important, not only to Juggalos, but to the history of music, man. Because as I stated earlier in this conversation, 30 years later, we are still here, and there's no denying it. You know, there's no denying it at the end of the day. Are we going to be in some Rock and Roll Hall of Fames and all of that? Probably not. But at the end of the day, they're still going to be talking about us years from now saying, man, no matter what, those guys changed the face of underground music, man.
Without a doubt. Yeah. I think got a strong argument for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It, like, to me, it shouldn't matter if it's your kind of music or you like them or anything. You just have to look at the impact and the you know, achievements, accomplishments. I mean,
I got you, yeah. I agree.
You know, I mean, ICP made it so big on their own that it kind of, like, forced the mainstream to talk about them. I mean, there's not too many people to say that. And then to have a career while a lot of people are trying to, you know, just criticize your every move and saying that you're never going to make it, to make it this long. It's crazy.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
Sharon Osbourne made. Remember the Howard Stern show? She bet that money that they would, you know, they would fall off, their next album wouldn't sell so many copies, and it went gold, almost platinum. Like, and that was 1999. That was 1999.
Right.
That was almost 20 years ago. And you guys are still here, you know, the biggest name. And, like, you know what I mean? The biggest names out of Detroit, I think. I mean, of course, you got Eminem and Esham. You know what I'm saying? But ICP, man, like you said, they changed the underground hip-hop world forever, man.
You know, and it was all about hard work is what it was, man. You know, it was everybody having the same common goal in our camp and taking up, you know, little side jobs and this and that and stealing and robbing and, I mean, everything we could to make sure that, you know, when we put out T-shirts or when we put out CDs or back then cassettes, you know, that they looked the shit. They looked awesome, man. When you walked into a record store, which those things are obsolete these days, but when you walked into one, you would see, you know, the gold foil on the cassette tape and say, damn it, I got to get that. I don't know what it is, but I got to get it. And it was just being, you know, hard work. And that's why the longevity's still here. And again, man, I dare anyone to name, you know, any true underground hip-hop artist that will be here in, you know, 30 years, you know. I mean, it's one of those things that are just hard to predict, and we weren't letting no one predict it. We, you know, the fate was in our hands, and we made sure that we kicked ass and took names at the, you know, while we were doing it. And look, just like you said, man, they all keep saying, well, I wonder if they're ever going to make it. Damn it, when you are as much a part of pop culture as we are, when they're talking, when you have a category on Jeopardy and they're talking about you for Insane Clown Posse as a question on Jeopardy, I think you pretty much made it in the mainstream pop culture.
Yeah, the Buffalo March was mentioned on ESPN Radio. I was listening to ESPN Radio one day. It was a Sports Center update. It said the Insane Clown Posse has it. They explained the whole march right on ESPN Radio. And I was like, "Damn, that's crazy." You know,
that's,
I mean,
awesome,
every once
man.
In a while,
that's
I'll
awesome.
Be watching a TV show or something, and they'll say something about Juggalos or Insane Clown Posse. They just had DJ Paul on Ridiculousness, and they played clips together, Juggalos and stuff. So yeah, I mean. You can't argue
And look, you know, it won't be long before that movie comes out on Netflix, you know, the family movie, and that was filmed from the makers of Orange is the New Black. And that it won't be long before that'll be released on Netflix. I mean, so, you know, hey, man, it's one of those things you can argue with people. But look, man, we showed and proved right in front of you. You watch old episodes of King of Queens, they're talking about Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, you know, But at the end of the day, man, you know, we're still here and we're thankful for it. You know, we're thankful. We're thankful that next week, you know, we get to go to Oklahoma City and we get to go and hang out with all the Juggalos and show them a good time. Even though it's going to be hot as hell, it's good that we're going to be at a water park because we're going to get in that water and have some fun, man. It's going to be great, man. It really is.
Is there a location now, though? Is it Oklahoma?
Say that again?
You said it's a new location?
Yeah, brand new location, yes. Yes. You know, we've never went outside of the Midwest with the gathering. So this is the first time going Southwest. And so all of the Juggalos in Texas, Denver, Albuquerque, Los Angeles, New Orleans, you know, that whole pocket right there are all like going nuts because now it's in their backyard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And it's in their backyard now.
It was about 40 miles from my crib down here in Southern Illinois, at the Cave and Rock spot. You guys did that for a number of years. Then you went to Missouri, I think. Right. And now, Oklahoma, man, why'd you guys choose Oklahoma? Because you want
to
go.
You know, to be honest with you, we chose Denver, Colorado first. And the three venues that we booked, you know, they got bullshit propaganda saying that, you know, it's going to be a riot and this and that and all this shit. So, you know, this place in Oklahoma was like, you know what? Hey, we'll host it. It'll be awesome. We'll have a good time. And the thing is the Ohio locations, the Illinois locations, all of them want it back. They want it back because the revenue from the hotels and from the stores and from all of that, from the Juggalos coming into town, they haven't made fucking money like that ever, ever, you know? And, you know, I'm talking about hotels selling out 40 miles from the venue. You know, so, you know, they don't look at the big picture. They just look at what they want to see as far as just the bad propaganda and the bad, you know, the bad headlines. But any one of those other cities, any one of them will say, man, we'll take the gathering back in a fucking heartbeat.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, man. Have you attended every single gathering? You've been at every one of them?
No. No.
You have?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
No, I missed three of them.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let me ask you this, Rudy. If you were to pick your three favorite moments or three favorite performances, what would you pick, man?
Oh, my God, man. First off, seeing Ice Cube rock the first time he came. For the 10th anniversary show, I mean, that was like a dream come true, not only for the Juggalos in the house, but especially for ICP after growing up and you know, the whole NWA thing, man, you know, like it was magical. And the other one was having all three members of the Ghetto Boys rocking the gathering. You know, I mean, like, you know, there's some, you know, and then my other favorite moment, and it kind of got, you know, tucked away, but it happened a couple of years ago, was when all the remaining members of Bone Thugs and Harmony, all of them, rocked the stage together. Those guys, when they do shows these days, there's either one or two of them, or three.
Yeah.
But all five guys were there, man. And that was like, to me, you know, because they're one of my favorite groups ever. And to see that was just pretty, pretty fucking amazing, man. And, you know, I mean, but there's other ones too, you know, seeing Cheech and Chong live at the gathering was mind blowing. Mind fucking blowing, man. Cheech and Chong rocking the gathering, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Things like that, you know, like you never know.
All the bullshit with the wrestling too, man. Like that's one cool thing. Like I grew up on wrestling too. And like SCP liked the same wrestling I liked. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
He does shit that
Harry
I've seen.
Sun, Brody,
look up JCW. Like, I get to see, like, some of the coolest shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, NWA NWO versus Generation X. Like, that's just a cool thing that a wrestling head would appreciate. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Is there going to be JCW this year together?
Absolutely, man. There wouldn't be a gathering without JCW, man.
Man. It's good to see that still existing to this day, man, because I remember when that was just a videotape. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just Volume 1, and Volume 2 was out, like, and to see it become legit, like, that's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Definitely.
Well, you know, you haven't been wrestling for a while. Are you going to be doing any wrestling in the future? Are you cleared to get back in the ring, maybe?
Nah, brother, I'm done. I'm done. I after having surgery and also being diagnosed with dementia, you know, from getting too many chair shots. You know, it was just best that I stepped away from wrestling. But, you know, I still promote wrestling here in Detroit. I promote a wrestling company called International Big Time Wrestling. And we do shows every month. And so I'm still very much a part of wrestling. I'm also going to be at Bloody Mania. I'm going to be presenting one of the baddest motherfuckers in the world, man, right now, Alcatraz 187. I'm going to be in his corner at JCW Bloody Mania at the Gathering. So, you know, somebody might get busted in the face with a chair or something from Rude Boy, but as far as wrestling, nah.
Yeah, you retired, but you'll still hit a motherfucker if you have to.
You know, you got to, man. Once in a while, get that out there.
But one thing I wanted to ask you about, man, I almost forgot about it. Is this tour or show still on with ICP and Onyx? And I don't remember who I was on the tour or the show. I'm not really sure what it is. But is that still
You know, I believe that's been put off until the fall. Because there's so much going on, man. I mean, you know, you every time you look up, you know, Psychopathic and ICP has something going on. So I do believe it's being put off until the fall, going into the winter. But, yeah, man, keep looking out for that. It's, you know, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's a cool lineup. I haven't seen that. I just haven't seen anything about it in a little while, man. I figured I'd ask you about that, man. But, yeah, we picked the track to play, man. We didn't know what to play. So I think we picked ICP with Fresh Kid Ice, man. We figured that out. So, you know, very good, man. I said we'd go to that track right now, man. We'll come back. We'll chop it up for just a couple more minutes, man. We'll give you the floor. Let you talk about
man.
You want to talk about, man.
For sure, man. That's all good.
Hell yeah. This is Wicked Wild. We just lost Rude Boy. If you can, Rudy, hit the line again, brother. 714-409-0548. This is ICP with the 2 Life Crew called Wicked Wild. Check this out. We'll be right back.
ICP, Isha, and the 2 Life Crew are coming to destroy you. Resistance is futile. I was dreaming when I wrote this, so forgive me if it goes astray. Scout shit like APK and H-back toupee. Super villains on the caper, stack my paper like a skyscraper. Fuck 8 Mile, you gon' die, hater, faker, player like a instrumental, murder mental, Lincoln Continental. When I hit you, roll up in a rental, shoot out all your windows. Living a life of infamy until the Lord sent for me. Ain't no sympathy, murder symphony, drinking Hennessy. Come with me, just ride with me, let me take you a place where you wanna be. Fresh Kid Ice out with ice speed, juggalo love for all to see. No matter what they say, all my family come out to play. Pimpin' bad bitches and runaways. Hoes get out of line.
slam. I need a minute, but I ain't got one, damn it. Yo, head, I slam it. I take the stick and that and ram it. The man, I am it. I'm sniffing cocaine until I'm propane. I'm choking and smoking. They know my name is Spokane. It's me and Fish, East Shaman, Shaggy Bitch, 17, sleeping pills in the banana clip. I jack my dick off to watch you lick it. I'm sick and wicked. Now choose between death and dying. I'll let you pick it, bigot, bigot, what?
Pimpin' the game, flipping the lanes every day. Shit don't change. Bitch, you better have my money for sure. Stop giving dicks and 84 for free. Pimpin', yeah, you know me. Ain't fishing grits, ain't got no greed. Everybody knows, say we're moving on up. Hoes better love this nasty stuff.
Man, fuck all your bitches. I'm sick of this bullshit. It's raining diamonds and you full of that bullshit. It's a meteor about to smash into earth. I hope you die, motherfucker. It's all you worth. And when you chillin' 6 feet, I'll be floating high, strictly off contact and raspberry vodka. So I hope it's somebody left to reminisce over your bitch ass. They showing up missing it.
If this mic was a P.I.,
we'd be running a train.
We'd all be spanking that ass.
We would all be getting brave.
We take the mic like a pussy and hit it with different styles. We in the FBI files, cause we wicked and we wild. If this mic was a P.I.,
we'd be running a train.
We'd all be spanking that ass.
We would all be getting brave.
We take the mic like a pussy and hit it with different styles. We in the FBI files, cause we wicked and
I
we wild.
I sit back and I think with this blunt and this drink, should I slip my fucking wrist? Blood's dripping on the sink. Do I need to see a shrink? Blood's on my white mink. I'm writing rhymes in blood cause I don't use ink. Keep my eyes on the prize. You might miss it if you blink. Shooting torpedoes at your ship so it might sink. Flows ice cold, froze like it's an ice rink. So singing these lyrics might get you in the clink.
I'm ripping his head between your legs. All drop a pussy in the bed. Don't you wanna play with me? Fresh get ice filling fantasies. Cause ain't nothing wrong by having sex. Line them up, let's see who's next.
Hoes get out of line.
I'm flat broke from that smoke. My gas broke, so I'm strangling somebody for their money. Getting bloody cause I'm nutty like your ball bag. I'm killing all bags cause I love to get pussy when it's wet and mushy. I'll let you work me from here to Turkey if you win it, baby. Unless you rockin' herpes, you can't forget it, baby. The only ice I got be on your wife's neck and I ain't got it yet, but I'm about to get it, bitch.
So stop playing, cause it ain't no game. I got 16 in the clear and one in the chain. I'm ready to blow your brain. Let your t-shirt stain. Nigga from Miami, so I'm a hurricane. Flipping every corner when I'm hitting the block. Rolling every corner when we're dropping the drop. Nigga, damn, know the better. Check my style. Two light crew, we'll never die.
Popping wheelies backwards or driving forwards in the Escalade. Getting my dick sucked from the back like always. Whiting out hoes' eyes like bitch, what? Bring it. Put that netting back in those panties, always stankin'. Got 26 pumps working, and they fully juiced. I be banging with my homies like the Hoover Deuce. All I'm saying, me, EJ, Fish, and Ice. We hold it together like a motherfucker wire splice.
If this mic was a P.I.,
we be running a train.
We all be spanking that ass.
Yeah, we would all be getting brave.
We drink the mic like a pussy and hit it with different styles. We in the FBI files, cause we wicked and we wild.
If this mic was a P.I.,
we be running a train.
We don't be spanking that ass.
Yeah, we would all be getting brave.
We drink the mic like a pussy and hit it with different styles. We in the FBI files, cause we wicked and we wild.
We drink the mic like a pussy.
Yeah, we're back here in the Murder Mansa Music Show, episode 425. We lost the Rude Boy, but he gave us one hell of an interview. I don't know if his phone ran out of charge. Hopefully he's okay, whatever the case is. But always a pleasure to have him on. Thank you for inviting him back on the show, Pat.
Yeah, no problem. Anybody listening, a fan of the Rude Boys, you know, just look him up. You got all kinds of stuff going on, man. With DJ
and people know me. I haven't been exactly Mr. Friendly towards the Juggalo world, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not really into the music or whatnot, but a good interview is a good interview, and a humble individual is a humble individual. I got nothing but respect for Root Boy. You know what I'm saying, and I hope he comes on again in the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
But when I did listen to ICP, one of the songs I loved was Fuck the Rebel Flag.
Yeah, I actually like that
song because, you know what I'm saying, they went in on the bigots, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah. ICP made some stuff that I thought was all right, and, I never really hated on them. I just wasn't a Juggalo. That's pretty much it. I do respect them, man.
You mean you never painted your face, Pat, and went out there and started squirting Faygo on random strangers in the street? I tried doing that one time, and they threw me in an insane asylum for a year and a half. And then I got out, and I was fine.
Yeah, I knew a few, but those guys have always they stayed in their lane. Like I've never heard those guys say that they're the best in the world or anything like that. And there's a bunch of people that are garbage that say that type of shit. And they've always given back, man. Like they've always put on their legend. They put legends on the gathering and stuff. So it's like, man, they respect the hip hop culture when hip hop didn't always respect them, but they still. Showed love to all their influences, whether it was do a song or a show or sign them to a label. So, you know, I just look at it like, look, man, those guys have been counted out for 25 years now. So anytime we can reach out to that world just to know that, you know, we fuck with them. Might not listen to their music all the time, but we see them. I respect what they've done. You know what I mean? So it's good to talk to someone like the Root Boy who's been there from day one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. On some other news real quick, shout out to New Hampshire. They just decriminalized marijuana, which is a good thing because it's not a drug and it's not nothing that a criminal should be called a criminal for doing because it's a goddamn medicine. That's the way I look at it. Now, can you be addicted to it, and should certain people avoid it? Absolutely. Certain people should avoid it. I don't condone minors doing it and things like that. But people who have medical conditions and people who, you know, just as if you might want to have a beer to wind down at the end of the night, you should have the right to want to smoke a joint at the end of the night and wind down too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Marijuana ain't killing hundreds of thousands of people, you know what I'm saying, in a year like other things that are legal are. Like cigarettes and alcohol. So, I mean, why the fuck not? Plus, it's a huge revenue generator. I mean, every state where it's legal is generating a lot of money. Positive thing all across the board. But I will say this, for you loud motherfuckers out there, you know what I'm talking about. Be careful because a lot of that shit is made in laboratories. And just like the fucked up fruits and vegetables that you eat that are made in laboratories and different foods, they're made with what? Chemicals. You know what I'm saying? So that new strain that you think is the bomb and it's the best shit you ever had, it might be full of fucking chemicals, man. You know what I'm saying? Try to smoke that good organic weed if you can. Other than that, tomorrow we got JoJo Capone. You line that one up for us, brother. Tell us a little bit about JoJo and what we can expect from that interview.
So everybody that knows me knows I'm a huge Saigon and True Life fan. Well, this is somebody that they have a good relationship with. And that's how I got more interested in the life of JoJo Capone. It was always a name that I heard growing up in Pittsburgh. You know, a lot of people respected JoJo, and I used to watch Smack DVDs all the time, and he was a huge part of that. I believe he was a co-founder of Smack DVDs. We're going to ask him that tomorrow, but this guy is, man, he's one of the more respected names in the stream, and he was been involved with hip-hop for a long time. He's into hip-hop now, too. You know what I mean? You got the Global Gangsters movement.
But, you know, there's a lot to talk to this dude about. And it'll be a great interview. I promise everybody that. JoJo, you good people. And, you know, down to talk about anything, and he got a lot to talk about. So make sure you tune in. Might learn something,
yeah,
too, man. JoJo's dude, man.
Yeah, I know I will be, man, because I ain't really been up on JoJo Capone, so it's gonna be like I'm one of the listeners too, so I'm gonna be I'm hyped up looking for that. And then Friday, we cap it off with the Dead Click interview. Now, if you haven't downloaded the album, please go to UGSForLife.com and download the debut album. Phenomenal. They're giving it to you for free. The production on it sounds like a mixture of everything from G funk to horrorcore and everything in between. You can't really put Dead Click in one box because, like I said, one track might sound like something that's out of the 1990s death row camp, and then another track might sound like it's a mixture of Gangster Nip, Eshawn, and Brother Lynch Hung, mixed with Bone Thugs and Harmony. Or, you know, I mean, the flows could range everything from real slow to high speed, you know.
Listen, it's one of the most insane projects I heard, and it has nothing to do with me being a friend of theirs. I know I have a bunch of friends that drop projects, and I'm telling you,
Dead Click
is something I've never heard before. Like, when I heard the production on it, it reminded me of something that I heard when I first listened to The Chronic. And I had to listen to it from two different perspectives to even, that's how blown away I was. Like, just hearing the music, I didn't even pay attention to the lyrics because I was just blown away by the beat. So I had to go back and listen to it again to listen to the lyrics, and all of them just did an excellent job, man. If you didn't hear it yet, you have to check that project out, man. It's fucking
so many,
incredible.
So, like I said, there's so many different variations of styles on it, but the way D-Tag did the production, It all flows together perfectly. You know, there's a lot of dope tracks on there. You don't have to skip through anything, and you know, just enjoy it. Enjoy that album. We got In the Murder Mix 15 coming real soon. I'm putting it together right now as we speak. We got a lot of dope tracks on there. If you want your music played on there, send me a prez at UGSForLife.com. MP3s only. Quit with the links. Quit with the WAV files. You know what I'm saying? Just send me old, good old-fashioned MP3s. You know what I'm saying? And if you haven't been sending me tracks, you know what I'm saying? If I got one or two tracks, send me some more so I don't have to keep putting the same songs in the mix. You know what I'm saying? But this new number 15, I'm debuting almost every track on there. I'm debuting and that I haven't played before. So be looking for that. It's going to be about 15 to 20
I have an idea I want to talk to you about, Chris. We'll talk about it someday soon. Just remind me. I want to talk to you about the In the Murder Mix. I have an idea about it. So make sure you remind me that shit.
Matter of fact, I'll call you when we get off the air, because when we got these Dr. Frankenstein ideas, we have to talk off the air. Otherwise, one of these biting-ass motherfuckers out there is gonna, take notes like they do. We see you motherfuckers biting, you know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna call all the names because there's so many of them. And it ranges from underground to the highest levels of the corporate entities in the mainstream. You know what I'm saying? We see a lot of these mainstream sites bite our stuff as well. So it's not just an independent thing. It's in all facets of the music industry. But with that being said, it's a little bit flattering. You know what I'm saying? Just pay homage, like Nip said, man. Pay homage. Murder Master Music Show established 2004. You know what I'm saying? Before there were podcasts. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know what the fuck a podcast was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we quit for 3 years, but when we came back in 2012, man, we've been rocking ever since. You know what I'm saying? And now we're 400, since 2012, we're 425 episodes deep. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep it going tomorrow, 426 with JoJo Capone, 427 on Friday with the Dead Click,
Underground Saturday Night episode 60 this Saturday, Church Reality episode 183 this Sunday, Monday Hip Hop Roundtable number 17, and then then we're gonna kick it off again with more episodes of the Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
7 days a
week, Mickey Facts and Future Allah, or next.
Future Allah, yes.
Next. And then Wednesdays are Fresh Kid Ice Trip on the Murder Master Music Show.
Definitely. And on that show, of course, you're going to hear Chinaman Records artists, and I've invited some other people. You know what I'm saying? I'm even going to extend some invites to the family of Chris. You know what I'm saying? Basically, it's going to be a show dedicated to him through his music, his own words, and through the people that knew him. You know what I'm saying? So tune in for that. That's going to be a hell of a show. We're just going to keep doing it, man. Keep bringing you more stuff. You know what I'm saying? Every day, UGSforLife.com. And go to the YouTube, man, adding content daily on there. There's about, I think, 920 videos up there. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully by the end of the year, there'll be 1,000 or more. So,
anybody that's out on Facebook or Twitter or anything, you can always follow me on Instagram. I post everything that I post on Facebook and Twitter. I also post on Instagram because I know there's some people that's all they really fuck with. So, Prez has an Instagram account. At Murder Master Music Show, my handle is Pittsburgh Pat UGS. That's Pittsburgh Pat _U_G_F. You can always get our information there. Or UGSforLife.com. Everybody's there too. So,
go to the schedule. UGSforLife.com. Hit the schedule. You'll see what's coming up.
Shout out to real quick, Prez. Let me shout out MC Bacon Bits, man.
That's
the home
ranch life. Mac J getting crazy with that that ranch bacon and ranch stuff. Shout out to our co-host Mac J too, man. He couldn't make it tonight.
Yeah, shout out Mac J.
We'll catch him tomorrow. Shout out to everybody UGS, everybody that's fucking with us, man. We're gonna keep doing this for you. If it ain't gonna break your fucking piggy bank, go to the UGS for Life donation page. You know what I'm saying? That goes for listeners of the show, people that we support. You know what I'm saying? Just anybody that wants to support this platform, because this really is one of the only platforms for many people. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real with it, man. There's a lot of other platforms out there, but you know what I'm saying? This is one of the ones that. We're not backed by a major, but we're actually competing with the majors on some levels. You know what I'm saying? We're going toe-to-toe with these guys on some levels. You know what I'm saying? We get some of the same guests they get sometimes before they even get them. You know what I'm saying? And they got multi-million dollar corporations backing them. You know, I'm talking about, the Clear Channel shit, iHeartRadio, the motherfuckers at the Breakfast Club, the Drink Champs, all them dudes got these big companies behind them. We don't. It's just us, and we're still getting
guests.
Yeah, we
won't sell out and fuck that. We ain't selling out. I said we don't sell out to Puff Daddy. Not that bitch ass dude ever called us, but fuck Puff Daddy. We don't even want to.
Well, Puffy,
we're happy doing work.
Puffy is a bitch. On all levels.
Yeah.
I never respected the guy. I mean, when I first saw him dancing around in videos and stuff, I thought this dude was just like a showboat. You know what I mean? Narcissistic, like, hey, everybody look at me type of guy. It's like, no, why don't we look at this rapper you got standing next to you that's about 400 pounds that's killing the mic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's pay attention to Biggie instead of you.
But
when Biggie passed, it was all about
every
Buffy after that.
Every time I see one of the rappers, I always like fucking with them. I'm like, oh man, like it takes points off of the rapper that I like. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn man, he's cool with Puffy. Like, I can't
of course
really
it
fuck with dude anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of
respect for somebody, you know what I'm saying, like him, because at the end of the day, I mean, this dude's running around in dresses, wigs, you know what I'm saying? He's doing a lot of foul shit. So I don't respect the guy. But, shit, man, we're going to get out of here, man. We had a great interview. Shout out to the Rude Boy. Thanks for holding that down, Pat. You know what I'm saying? I got pretty much sit back and let you do your thing. I'm going to do the same tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, because I don't know much about JoJo. I'm looking forward to that, just like our listeners are. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be one of the listeners tomorrow. We'll see you guys tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, right here, UGSforLife.com, Murder Master Music Show. Peace.